104.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 652. Big headlines yesterday, of course, about the United States and President Trump recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. And we'll start, Trump said, moving our embassy, the U.S. embassy there, that kind of thing. So today is like a day of reaction by people against it. But there was a ceremony at the White House where President Trump was speaking. And even though it's a very big world issue, I mean, wait till you hear this. He's talking about it and something goes a little wrong with his speech. And it's not even exaggerated. There's definitely something different about his speech. Listen to it. Right?
I watched it. I was hysterical.
All right. So here is President Trump. Now, it's a very important world issue, but he's speaking, and then something is good at the beginning, and then it goes wrong. All right. Here we
go. Let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities.
Pause it.
And finally, I ask the leaders of the region.
You can already hear it, right?
Did he have dental work done?
That's what I think is the problem. Something must have come loose in the back. Because he, if you watch the video, you can see his mouth is like different shape. He's trying to talk and something's loose. Right. Because you can hear it start to go there.
Political and religious,
like there,
Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, to join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States. God bless
the what? The
United States. God bless the United States.
United States.
Did he have a stroke?
Well, that's what some people said, and I think that may be jumping to a conclusion because he's totally doing his speech and everything. You know, he doesn't seem distracted. Something wrong in his mouth.
Why are you laughing? You of all people.
So
I just think it's so funny. Like, just hearing that audio. At first, I thought maybe he had, like, a mint in his mouth or something. Like, that he, you know, maybe he got stuck. You know, like, if you chew, you bite know? Down and get stuck in the back of your mouth or whatnot. But then... And then I'm thinking, you know, like, maybe he had, like, a bridge or whatever, you know, something came loose. I figured he had, like, dental implants and, you know, I know they're, like, supposedly indestructible, but maybe if he has a bridge in there and it...
Hey, listen, I got a father-in-law who's older than him who his teeth sometimes pop out and start floating, you know? It's like, I would think something in the back could come loose. I mean, Trump is how old? 70, 72, whatever?
Yeah. And he's so... all about, you know, the appearance and everything that he would never stop. Like, if that was me... Or like if it was like, you'd stop and say, oh, excuse me for a second. I just have to fix something. Yeah. Oh, got to go to the dentist
and
after
you know,
this.
Ted would, you know, Ted would put his fingers in the back of his seat. Oh, that's some steak from lunch. Throw it over his shoulder and say, there God bless the United States. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to see Dr. Schmidt after the after the speech.
Right.
You know, but yeah, he kept going.
Holy bless smokes.
United States. God bless the United States.
Definitely something in the back.
So can I assume that the interwebs went ballistic?
Crazy. Is he having a stroke? I mean, they're hoping he had a stroke. I mean, that's just that's what it comes down to.
How crazy is that?
Oh, man. And we've had things like that. Remember, there was the sports reporter a few years ago who just started talking gibberish on camera.
Yeah, I remember that. He had a panic attack.
Well, no, they determined she didn't have a stroke or anything else. It was just like exhaustion.
They called it a panic attack.
Maybe, but yeah, I know they didn't find anything like medically in terms of stroke or...
That happened to me once. I'll tell you when we'll take a break. I'll tell you when we come back.
All right, 6:56. Ted, if he can keep it together, and not laugh anymore about Trump as the roast. 7 o'clock, Roger and JP on BAB. We're just talking about the headline news from yesterday where President Trump was making a statement on moving Jerusalem and making Jerusalem the capital of Israel and moving the embassy. And here was the part where, as he's speaking, people ask, well, did he have a stroke? But it appears maybe some dental work came loose in the back of his mouth. And the most obvious point was right at the end of the speech. He said this.
And God bless the United States. God bless United States.
Or maybe what's going on is they finally listened to our show and they decided to like give him a zap every time he starts going a little bit out of whack. You know what I'm saying?
If he goes off script, they
start whacking him a little bit.
That's the effect of electrocution.
Yeah. Or maybe he's been watching Tom Brokaw videos.
Maybe that's it too.
You know?
So what did you say about a panic attack?
Like,
that changes your speech or whatever?
There was one time when I was hosting. I mean, you know, in my past, I used to suffer from them a lot.
Right.
And I had gone years and years without having anything. And then I was hosting some boxing event at Westbury. Mm-hmm. I don't know. This is probably going back 6-7 years at this point. And I felt fine going into it. You know me. I love grabbing a microphone and going up in front of a crowd. I have no problems with it. So I get in the ring, and then all of a sudden, like, these lights are just like, boom, and it's hot as balls up there, you know? So all of a sudden, I'm talking, I'm doing the announcements that they need me to announce, and all of a sudden, it's like I can't see, I can't keep my balance. I never stopped talking. I kept going to do what I had to do. I thought I was going to hit the floor.
Oh, you felt that, like, out of sorts?
That out of sorts, and I just got out of it and just finished. Introduced whatever I was. I don't think I covered everything I was supposed to cover, because I just know I needed to get out of that. Like, I knew, I still had enough of my wits about me, knew that I had to get out of that ring and get some air splash on my face.
Right.
And then I kind of slowly came out of it, but... Yeah. I've been, like, if that was the case for this guy, I get it.
Yeah, no, well, I'll tell you, I watched the video. Trump seems very cognizant of what's going on, very, you know, nothing changed about his demeanor.
Right.
Except, and I think that's what he's doing. He was trying to stay cool, because it seems like maybe dentures came loose or something in the back. Right. It just changed the way he was speaking. All right, first clues for Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up next. The game where you try to solve who the dead celebrity is, whose name is in the envelope. First clues next, 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only...